This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best football analysis from the likes of Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Owen Doyle, Keith Tracy, Henry Winter and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, the FIFA scandal keeps rolling on as the governing body decides to sack their chief operating officer. Todd Boehly is to consider getting out of Chelsea as he contemplates selling up his stake to Clearlake Capital. And Cork's Brian Barry Murphy begins life in the Championship at Cardiff City with a draw against Wrexham. FIFA's chief operating officer Kevin Lamour has been sacked by the governing body less than 3 weeks after he strongly criticised its president Gianni Infantino's aborted plan to sell stakes in competitions to private investors. In a statement, a FIFA spokesperson would only confirm that the working relationship between FIFA and Kevin Lamour as chief operating officer has ended on the 17th of August 2026. FIFA thanks Kevin for his 2 years of service and wishes him best of luck for the future. FIFA staff were informed of the news in an email by its Secretary General Matthias Grafstrom on Monday evening, who told them the organisation and Lamour had agreed to part ways. Last month, Lamour described the controversial FIFA Forward Enterprise plans as the project of one person and said the time has now come for football political leaders to ask themselves the right questions and make the right decisions. He added FIFA's own administration was deceived about the now abandoned project. Lamour acknowledged he had a duty of loyalty to his employer, but also to certain values and supporting his colleagues. Lamour joined FIFA in November 2024, having previously served as Deputy General Secretary at UEFA and was two layers of management below Infantino. Earlier this month, Infantino received the backing of senior executives in a meeting in Morocco, but BBC Sport was told Lamour was not invited. Chelsea co-owner Todd Boehly is reportedly considering selling his stake in the business to majority owners Clearlake Capital. Boehly and fellow investor Mark Walter are said to have grown frustrated with the direction of the club, including recruitment, managerial appointments and plans for a new stadium. The Times says the duo value the outfit at £5 billion. Newcastle United have completed the signing of Amar Dedic from Benfica. It's understood the fee is £29.5 million. The Bosnian international signs a 5-year deal. The arrival is a boost for the North East club that's seen an exodus of players and a change of manager during a turbulent summer. A new Amazon Prime documentary shows former Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola and captain Kyle Walker arguing in 2024, with the fullback suggesting he was being unfairly singled out. Later, Guardiola explains, as a skipper, Walker should not have behaved in that way, but it was sad he left. Walker went to AC Milan on loan and later moved to Burnley. In another part of the programme, Pep references his own marriage breakup in a team talk, telling the players he was giving everything for all of you during a slump in form in November 2025. Football writer and broadcaster Jonathan Wilson joined Owen Shane on the football show last night to look ahead to a huge Premier League season. And after Manchester City were defeated by Arsenal comfortably in the Community Shield on Sunday, question marks remain over what sort of direction City are going in under new boss Enzo Maresca.
I mean, it's really difficult to say because there's this complication that, in a weird way, going to Maresca is going back to an older version of Pep. You know, we saw Pep last season and to an extent the end of the season before saying, yeah, maybe that control that I've always insisted on, maybe the game's moved on, maybe that's an unrealistic thing to expect, and being prepared to engage in transitions a bit more. But look, this is a big conclusion to draw from Sunday, so I say this with a degree of caution. But maybe the narrative that certainly I persuaded myself of, which was Guardiola was just slightly gone over the hill, that this was Guardiola just past his peak for the last two seasons. Maybe the truth is that he was performing miracles to keep them playing as well as they were. And actually, you look at this squad, they've only got two defenders over 25 in the squad. It looks a really weird team now. They've got loads of potentially exciting attacking midfielders, none of whom you can quite rely on. And if Jack Grealish is chucked back in that mix, which I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if the intention is to sell him, whether bringing him on at half-time was to put him in the shop window. But you've got him, you've got Cherky, you've got Phil Foden, you've got Semenyo, who barely involved on Sunday. So, okay, I mean, Semenyo, you can pretty much rely on. Cherky showed a lot last season, but I'm not sure he's necessarily a Maresca type of attacking midfielder. Foden, whatever's going on with Foden is going on with Foden. So there's a lot of questions in that department. I don't think Marmoush is anywhere near good enough to be Haaland's deputy. I thought Donnarumma had an awful game yesterday. And there'd been moments the previous season where you're sort of like, oh, is he as good as all that? I mean, look, he's also had great games. But I just think there's a lot of question marks and a lot of place in that squad. And you know, we've seen how difficult it can be for a manager to replace a legend, even in the best of circumstances. I suggest this really isn't the best of circumstances. I think this could be really difficult.
And remember, you can listen to that back in full in your OTB Football podcast feed now. And to not miss a single second of our football coverage ahead of a huge season in the UK and Europe, why not become a member and sign up at offtheballs.com/join. Everton manager David Moyes believes the club still needs 3 or 4 more signings if they're to challenge for Europe this season. They've already added Christian Norgaard, Hayden Hackney and Brennan Johnson during the summer window, but Moyes says that further reinforcements are needed if Everton are to meet their ambitions.
For the majority of the season, we're in the top 10. We go into the last home game of the season, I think 7th in the league, trying to make Europe. I think for me, it's how we can maintain that or hopefully get better than it. At the moment, I still think we've got a long way to go to make that happen.
Crystal Palace captain Dean Henderson believes the club can continue their success under new manager Pierre Sage. The Frenchman has replaced Oliver Glasner, who left Selhurst Park after guiding Palace to Conference League glory last season. Henderson says the players have been impressed by Sage and his methods since his arrival.
I was doing a lot of research over the summer, trying to find out the way Lon's played last year and just trying to understand on what his principles will be. And obviously you never know someone until you meet him in person, right? But I think ultimately it's exciting. It's an exciting time. We're just excited to get going now.
And now to some transfer news. Manchester City will have to pay Chelsea more than £120 million to land Argentina midfielder Enzo Fernandez if they try to complete a deal in the final 2 weeks of the transfer window, according to the Telegraph. Chelsea wants £100 million if they are to sell Portugal winger Pedro Neto this summer, with Saudi Pro League club Al Hilal linked with a move. Manchester City, Arsenal and Tottenham are also interested in Neto, who joined Chelsea for £54 million from Wolves in 2024. Manchester United have been offered the chance to sign Spain midfielder Marc Casado, who Barcelona have put up for sale according to reports in Spain. Despite Manchester United's reluctance to sell, Galatasaray have offered Portugal midfielder Bruno Fernandes £18.3 million per season, double his current salary, to tempt him away from Old Trafford. Liverpool are still keen to sign Paris Saint-Germain duo Bradley Barcola and Ibrahim Mbaye, with a combined fee of £155 million being mooted for the France winger and Senegal forward. Bayern Munich are confident of agreeing a new deal with England forward Harry Kane, who's entering the final year of his contract. Como have made an offer to take Fiorentina and Italy forward Moise Keane on loan with an obligation to buy in a package worth £25 million, according to La Gazzetta dello Sport. Leeds have given Suriname striker Joel Pirro permission to travel to West Ham for medical, which might point Troy Parrott in the direction of a move to Real Betis. AC Milan have agreed a £34 million deal to sign Belgian winger Diego Moreira from Strasbourg, and São Paulo and West Ham are among the clubs taking interest in 39-year-old former England forward Jamie Vardy, who's a free agent. Newcastle United and Liverpool will both meet on Sunday as both sides begin the Premier League season under new managers. Matthias Jäisle has taken the reins in the northeast of England, whilst Andoni Areola swapped the south coast for Merseyside. And on the football show on Monday night, Jonathan Wilson spoke of his slight concern for Liverpool under their new manager.
I have worries about Areola.
Really?
It's just an unknown. And I kind of... One of the features of Bournemouth last season, in fact, the last two seasons, is they conceded a lot of late goals. And you can say, well, he didn't have a huge squad. It's understandable to get tired towards the end of games. If the only times you ever really saw Areola sort of irritated in the last season or two has been Bournemouth conceding leads, and he said, oh, we just don't have a game management. And the truth is, if you're a journalist and you pop along and see them 4 or 5 times a season, you sort of, maybe he's right, a bit naive, yeah. It's a youngish squad. But then you talk to people who cover them regularly and they say, no, it's not a bug, it's a feature. He trains them really hard. He doesn't understand or doesn't have any sort of conception of not playing training almost like a match. And that means that they are capable of this incredible intensity at times. That's why they're so good to watch. Going to watch Bournemouth since I got there has been a privilege. It's fun. You get a good game as a neutral, but it's tiring. Now, you might say, well, look, Liverpool's squad is much deeper. He'll have way more options. He can rotate more, and maybe that solves it. Maybe that is true. But he's also going to have European football, which he's never had before, or never had in an English context before. He didn't have it in Spain either. He's never played in a European competition. So how does he manage the training? How does he manage two games a week so the players aren't permanently shattered, so they don't suffer constant injuries? And that's, maybe he does do it. I don't know. But it's just a big question mark for me, and we'll see how that works.
He has spoken about the level that his squad is at the moment when it comes to the fitness required to execute his plans. Now, he has brought his fitness coach, Ron Bourne, with him. Pablo Della Torre has joined him at Liverpool. So he's going to go down swinging on this front, and it's going to be similar outcomes potentially to what we saw at Bournemouth. So we'll see how that one goes.
Memphis Depay has agreed to take a pay cut at Corinthians days after the Brazilian club decided against renewing his contract. The former Manchester United forward accused Corinthians of unacceptable behaviour last week after the club withdrew a previously agreed extension on a two-year deal signed in 2024. But Corinthians president Osmar Stabile has now confirmed the Netherlands forward has reduced his financial demands significantly in order to sign a new contract with the São Paulo club until 2028. The 32-year-old has scored 20 goals in 79 appearances for Corinthians and helped him win the Copa do Brasil in 2025 and the Super Copa do Brasil last year. But the club, who are ninth in Brazil's Serie A, had originally decided not to extend his contract over concerns over their finances. New Scotland head coach Sebastian Pocagnoli wants the help of clubs to bring through young talent. The Belgian, former Monaco and Union Saint-Gilloise boss, is targeting qualification for Euro 2028. Pocagnoli says less experienced players need regular game time.
It's not easy because sometimes you have the pressure from the result, but it's to find the right balance, and we have to work hand by hand to go to that project.
Wrexham were disappointed they did not keep the ball better as they let the lead slip in the last seconds at Cardiff in their championship opener last night. Reuben Caldwell rattled home a 98-minute free kick to grab the home team a point. Wrexham had led early through Kiefer Moore, and manager Phil Parkinson says a late lapse cost them.
Give a cheap free kick away and a quality player is stuck in the top corner. In terms of the performance, it was good. I thought there was a lot of good performances out there from us tonight. We had a real cutting edge to our attacking play.
Jack Moylan made his debut for the Bluebirds, whilst former Ireland under 21 international Joel Bagan played centre half and Callum Robinson was brought on late on. Goal scorer Reuben Caldwell wasn't too displeased that his side rewarded a free kick late on rather than a penalty.
I'm so happy. Look at this. Like, it's been a really tough few years, and to get this first home game back in the Championship, finish like that was really special for everyone here. So.
That has been all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. We'll be back with more tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Football Daily.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best football analysis from the likes of Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Owen Doyle, Keith Tracy, Henry Winter and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.